And we're on.
Hello.
Hello.
It's our last night.
This is it.
And I'm tired.
Yep, I gotta admit, I am very tired.
And it's before midnight, so we're doing pretty good.
Hey, yeah, actually. Yeah. Not bad at all. Well, I've been here since, you know, like 10 o'clock.
I just walked in. I'm the party animal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one thing I've learned. Rick is the party animal. Mm-hmm. I think we may have to rename him.
Yeah.
What was Belushi's name? Animal House.
I don't know.
I can't think of what it was right now. There's people yelling right now the name out.
Yeah. Anyways, probably shouldn't. Not let me and Sheila hang out together at the parks. The too much partying.
Oh, I know. I know. We've had to keep a leash on her for sure since.
We'd get kicked off and trespassed and all that.
Yep. Yep. Disney jail.
Yeah. So, we started this morning. We took an Uber over to Contemporary.
Yep.
And I didn't do any shopping today. Did you go back to do any
shopping? Yeah, I did a little bit.
But we didn't do any in the morning.
No.
So he started out with, what was it?
Disney Plus download?
Disney Plus stuff.
Yeah.
But it really announced a whole lot of stuff.
It was stuff that,
stuff we'd already known.
Yeah. But,
we got a sneak peek of the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie.
Yes.
Which looks really fun. It's animated in the style of the drawings of Jeff Kinney.
Yep. Which we can talk about at the end tonight. But the two people who were the MCs for that part, do you know who they are?
No.
I guess they do a
YouTube channel.
YouTube. So that must be, yeah. But yeah, I had no idea. I thought they did real good.
Yeah, they're from What's Up Disney Plus.
What's Up Disney Plus.
That's okay. The YouTube channel that they do.
Alright.
Yeah, it's just pretty vanilla.
Well, it wasn't too bad. They did, they kind of talked about the Foodtastic.
Yes, Foodtastic, and,
But then we had a super duper special guest.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog live. On stage.
Which was unplugged. A surprise. Well, he was kind of plugged. It just depended on if you looked at the screen and looked at the stage.
Yeah. But it was really good.
It was funny.
Yep.
I don't know how scripted it was, how much it was ad-lib, but it was funny.
I think it was probably a light script, because I don't know who. I will say, I'm getting more used to the voice.
Yeah.
That is doing him, but absolutely the improv that he did. And I'm sure it wasn't complete, but...
And they showed some outtakes from Muppets Haunted Mansion, which was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was good. That was hilarious. And then we had on board the Disney Wish. So we had the cruise director, which I can't remember her name. Names will not be important tonight.
Yes. But the ship looks amazing.
Whoa.
They are having a Marvel dining experience and a Star Wars lounge and a Frozen dining experience. And I was in the process of emailing my travel agent to change our cruise from the Fantasy to the Wish.
Were you really?
Yes, I really was. The only thing that stopped me from doing it is we'd be going from a 5-night cruise to a 3-night cruise.
Yeah.
And my wife and kids are excited about the 5-night cruise and the prospect of going to Mexico and the double dip at Castaway Key. So we had a, they're out of 4-night cruises for the month that we're going, so I didn't want to change anything.
Yeah, but we did have,
but it looks amazing.
Yeah, we had, they showed some pictures and stuff, and there was one that I think I even said to you, is it, I was like, it looked like almost like just a huge area for like many people to sit in, and that was one of their suites. Super duper suite.
Yeah, they showed photos of the funnel suite, which is amazing, and I'm sure.
Oh, that's it, the funnel suite.
I'm sure it's amazingly expensive, but yeah, it looked really cool. Then we did trivia again.
Yep.
I didn't do well.
I did on the first 5, and then stunk on the last 5.
Yeah. Then they did a panel called The Dawn of Disney World, which was all about the beginning of Disney World. It was a 3-part series. The first part was about them buying the property.
Yep.
And they kind of explained the names of the shell companies that they used and showed the plots of land that they bought. And then, what was the second part, Steve?
I can't remember exactly, but they have Peggy Ferris back.
They were talking about talking with Peggy Ferris and
Debbie Dane Brown, and then, of course, George Caligridis.
Of course.
Because all of them were first day
cast members.
Cast members.
Yes. They talked about the preview center and training at Disneyland and all that. And then the third part,
was that when they had Dick Nunes on?
I think so.
Yeah, that was when they brought Dick on.
Yeah, which was a surprise, I think, for...
I think he was announced.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he was.
Well, it was a surprise to me.
Yeah.
But I was...
Well, it was a surprise when I read it a couple of weeks ago. And it wasn't like they made a big deal. It was just on the list. And it was like...
I just kind of flying by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah. But I thought... I mean, I'm like... They're going to get this guy. And Dick Nunes is 89 years old. Looks great. Totally, as far as I know, pretty well coherent with everything.
He seemed to be.
Maybe too coherent.
Yeah.
Because, and from what I understand from other Imagineers and people and executives, he has never held back anything.
I could see that.
And he didn't today. Matter of fact, I think... Because he was being interviewed by Becky Klein from...
The Archives.
The Archives. And I think he took her back a couple of... Because he was saying, oh, yeah, those people at the Archives, they're idiots!
I think that kind of got the whole audience possibly.
Yeah, well, everyone was shy. And I think it got Bethy by it. I mean, she was just like, no.
And then he said he was just kidding.
Yeah, in his own newness way, it was like, yeah, just kidding.
But that was a really interesting interview.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It really was. And then, of course, now he does have a book coming out.
Walt's Apprentice.
Yeah, I'm not sure when.
Next year, 2022.
So next, I thought it was before. No, okay.
2022 is only in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be in December. But
I think it's April.
Okay. But one of the neat things too was after they had the interview with Dick, they brought out the other original cast members that were there.
On day one.
On day one. And they kind of did a really cool photo opportunity for people who were sitting on the front row.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was pretty neat. And then we went to...
lunch.
Was that lunch? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
which I went to Magic Kingdom. And I got my egg rolls.
That's right.
I got the 50th egg roll and the cheeseburger egg roll.
Yeah.
And they were good. And then I got the I Lava You float from Sunshine Tree Terrace, which is good. It's one of my favorites. And then I think you were getting a book signed. Is that right?
Yes, for an hour and a half. I lost my lunch. Oh, that sounded bad. Lost my lunch. Thank you, Sheila. You made me lose my lunch.
No, I'm sure it's not the first time. We're the last time.
You know she listens to these, right?
That's why I said it.
Okay. You know you don't live with her, right?
That's why you didn't say it.
But, no, it was Stephen Vagnini's book that got him to sign and his illustrator. So, anyway, after that, we had Delicious Disney. Which, did you get your book signed from that?
No, because she left early because nobody was aligned to get that book signed. And she had to be ready for the presentation, so she couldn't go till 2 o'clock.
Ah.
But that was a really good segment. It was, you know, just people talking about Disney food, which is one of my favorite topics.
Right.
I've got the cookbook. It's not coming out on Amazon until the spring.
Right.
You can buy it at the parks. But
yeah, Pam's books have always been in the parks.
I've flipped through it, and I already like it.
Okay.
And it's so heavy. Heavy.
Yeah.
Then the next one was...
from the vault with the merchandise. So...
that was fun.
It was hosted by Ashley Eckstein.
Yes.
And Kelsey Williams. And Angelique Vu. And Kevin... no, what'd they call him?
Cam.
No. KM.
Cam.
Yeah. KM, because his name's Kevin Michael.
Well, I mean, I guess for somebody like me that has a twang.
Cam.
That's how I say Cam. Yeah, it'd
be Cam anyway.
Yeah.
So. Cam Newton. Yeah. And also Cody Reynolds and Richard Terpetra. So basically they just did a lot of stuff talking about the new merchandise coming out.
Yeah, and how it's based on... it's either a replica of old merchandise or it's inspired by old merchandise. And yep. They're going to be releasing new items throughout the whole 50th. And they have it for sale at the Co-op at Disney Springs. And I think at the cinema on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually went in and looked at some of the stuff, and it was all I could do not to spend more money buying that stuff because I really liked it. But I wasn't sure how my luggage situation was with all the stuff I bought at Mickey and Glendale. So
yeah,
I'll have to save that for another trip.
Yeah.
And then the next was...
Stories of the Walt Disney World Galleries. So we did have a... what was the guy that came out on the ukulele? I never got his name.
He was the ambassador from Aulani.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And he is very dynamic and fun.
Yeah.
It was Jason Brandt? Grant?
No.
Grant? Yeah, Jason... for the galleries.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's Jason Grant, and they were talking about the different galleries at
right.
Walt Disney World, you know, which they have One Man's Dream.
Yep.
The gallery at the American Adventure. The galleries at some of the resorts, like the Contemporary and the Polynesian, Grand Floridian, I think. All in all, there's more than 20 galleries in Walt Disney World that they maintain. So they were just going through some of the art, their favorite pieces of art, and you know what the galleries mean to Walt Disney World. Then we had another trivia challenge.
Yep.
Which was the music. And they played some fun songs for the last half of the trivia. Then we did Walt 90s World. And that was just, you know, kind of Disney through the 90s.
Yep.
They highlighted some of the TV shows from, like, what was it called? Whatever ABC had on Friday nights. I can't remember it now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was like...
And then they even showed the Barbie thing.
Yeah. In the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talked about TGI Friday, like Boy Meets World, and
yep, that's right.
Family Matters. You know, when the ABC shows would go to Disney World. Then it was the musical attractions of Walt Disney World, and I'm not sure who those guys were.
It's Tom Fitzgerald and Brian Dennis. Tom Fitzgerald, you will know from a lot of the Disney specials that you've seen over the years. He's had quite a big role in different things across the time. But they had a really good thing where they talked about all of the kind of the music in the parks, all four parks, and how it was developed over the years and stuff. So there was a lot of talk about, you know, Buddy Baker, that was one of the big ones, Exotencio, and I really enjoyed that one, because I do listen to a lot of background loops and stuff like that. So, also I thought it was really cool that Tom actually gave a nice little plug to Dave Bossert's book about Claude Coates.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool.
They also said they're trying to work very hard on getting the music out on Spotify.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because, you know, they said they had the CDs as impulse buys, you know, back in the olden days, but now it's streaming, streaming, streaming. So,
That was actually the last major panel.
Yeah.
And then we went to...
They had Di Cappella.
Yep. A fantastic finale.
And then they had a guy sing a reimagined A Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which they had somebody do that in the morning too. And then they had a woman doing a video of it at lunchtime. It's a program that they have. It's called Reimagine Tomorrow, where they're trying to get more diverse voices out there because they feel that the more diversity they have in their storytelling, the stronger their stories become.
Yeah. And before that, they had a girl from Broadway. She's been in Hamilton. I've seen her a few times.
Cindy Winters.
Cindy Winters. That's why I was trying to look up her name because I couldn't remember. Wow.
Yes. She did Shadowland from The Lion King on Broadway, yep. And I'm Almost There from Princess and the Frog, and she will be in the Disney Princess concert that is coming out in the spring in theaters.
Is that in theaters? I thought it was live.
I think it's going to be in theaters.
Okay. Either way.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. The only one I don't know, and I'm not, they may have said her name, but the girl who sang the final.
They did say her name, but I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Well, you talk about someone who could belt out some tunes. Mm-hmm. It was awesome to hear her, and it was the
Magic is Calling.
Yeah.
The theme song for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And then they kind of wrapped it up from there.
Yep.
We had our dinner break, which I went to Magic Kingdom and walked around. Got some popcorn and a caramel apple. Walked around the park, and then I took the resort monorail to the TTC, and then took the Epcot monorail to Epcot, rode it all the way around and back, and then I got back on the resort monorail to the Contemporary. I don't know what you did.
I took Uber back to the room, changed everything out, got rid of the heavy books, and then took an Uber back.
And then
mine was a lot less uneventful than yours.
Well, mine wasn't. I mean, I just sat there and looked.
That's still a great ride. I love that.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ridden the resort monorail since it reopened. Yeah. Or not the resort monorail, but the Epcot monorail.
Epcot monorail.
And it was dark out when I read it, but you can see all the construction that's behind the walls if you're on it. So if you're on it during the day.
Oh, that's right, where you go through Epcot, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Did it look pretty good at night? Because I did it during the day, and I was just shocked. It was my first time back at Epcot since they started doing everything, and I was just like in shock.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I find it hard to believe that they opened the monorail so people can see that. But, you know, it's a big part of the transportation.
Yep.
So I guess they weigh their choices and make them. But then after that, it was the wrap-up party, which was a Disney Plus ugly sweater Christmas party. And we walked through the door, and they gave us a Hawkeye-themed Santa hat, which has, like, a representation of Hawkeye and Kate Bishop. It looks like they're cross-stitched onto the hat.
Yeah.
And then they gave us a Disney Plus Day pin of Alligator Loki.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It's in my pocket now.
And they had cookies and refreshments, you know, water, I think, and hot cocoa.
Yeah, I think so. I just stuck with the water.
I got cookies.
Yeah, I got the cookies, but I wish I had kind of tried the oatmeal one.
Yeah.
They did have oatmeal. The iced cookie was pretty good, but the chocolate, I don't know. Too much ginger in the chocolate. I don't know. But it was nice.
Yeah, it was fun. And they had a surprise giveaway.
Yep.
Steve can share that because he was one of the winners.
Yes. I was a winner. You were not.
No.
So anyway, they had everyone look into your hat, and if you had a sticker in it, you could take that sticker and go out into the hallway where Jeff Kinney, who had actually been there earlier that day, talking about Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the animated series, and he actually had his book out there and was signing it for free.
So you got a signed copy of Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Which we will be given away in one of our shows. So.
Fun.
Yep. And I know you had a dinner date and you had to leave a little early. But I did stay for a while longer. It wasn't much. They started wrapping everything up at that. But they really did a good job on that party. I don't know how they got rid of all those chairs and set up for the party.
We were sitting on the chairs. They were on the tables.
Yeah, but still, I mean, How many thousand? 2,000 chairs?
How many cast members do they have?
I don't know.
They said they had hundreds in the back that were working behind the scenes.
Do they keep them there all the time, you think?
Maybe chained up.
Yeah.
Brett Iwan did a drawing instructional session where he was drawing Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
And I left during that. And then after that, Eric Goldberg
came out and he was doing one. And one of the neat things about this is they actually had pads of paper and pencils on the tables so that you could do your own drawings as they were doing the instructional. I forgot who Eric did. I was kind of leaving at that time. I had taken some pictures, but of some stuff. And they were, I had a couple friends that I ran into, and they were in line to get pictures with Santa Mickey and Santa Minnie. So that was pretty cool that they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, I think, I mean, I would give a big A grade to this whole weekend. I thought they really did a good job.
Yeah, so it was a lot different than I expected, but I didn't really know what to expect because I've never been to one. But now that I know what it is, it was very well done, informative panels, and
this,
you can definitely see, you know, where it's geared towards several portions of the Disney fandom, not just one.
Right. I think that, and that's the big difference between Destination D with D23 and then the Expo, D23 Expo. They are two totally different things, and this one is nice and quaint. How many people do you think?
They said 2,000.
Did they say 2,000? Okay. 2,000 versus 40,000. So, and different panels that you can't see everything when you go to the expo because there are so many things going on at one time. This is a very intimate type situation where you get to see everything that's going on. So,
yeah, there's like no fighting for the seats. Like, even when we left for lunch and dinner, they were like, make sure you take your things because chances are you won't be in the same spot, but at least where we are sitting, we sat in the same seats
everybody, the entire time. Yeah, and even the same people sat next to us and behind us and in front of us.
Yes.
So, that was kind of neat. Both days. It wasn't even just the first day. It was like, you know, both days, we all kind of just sat in the same seats.
Yeah, it didn't matter if you got in the key line as soon as they allowed you to, or if you waited till the line was empty, everybody was in, and then you just went in.
Mm-hmm.
There was no pressure, you know, to find a good seat.
A seat, no.
All the seats were good with the screens.
That's true.
Had.
Yeah.
So I would definitely consider going again.
Well, the next thing that's coming up for D23 is, well, I'm sure there's some smaller events and things, but those are usually more or less out on the West Coast. They have certain things.
Yeah, they said that they are going to start announcing some localized D23 events now that... They said this is the first time that the D23 people have been together in 18 months.
Yeah, that was a big thing.
In any capacity, in person.
Yeah, so this was not just big for us as fans. This was huge.
For them.
For them, because they haven't been able to get together at all, except on Zoom. And, you know, we've heard that through all the different panels, like the ones with Encanto. I mean, they did everything from Zoom, you know, recording.
It's hard to imagine that they actually did recordings of music and the acting for the movies, the anime for Encanto through Zoom.
Yeah.
It's well, like, I want their internet connection.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, not only that, I've heard other studios and things that did movies where I'm trying to remember. I can't remember who it was. It was related to Disney. Oh, I know which one it was. It was...
They did Raya that way and yep. Luca and...
And...
several.
What's the one I haven't seen that you've seen? The Ten Rings.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah, Shang-Chi. Awkwafina, they actually sent her her own little studio, like a bubble,
mm-hmm.
that she had to, like a tent that she had to set up, and then she would record in it. So I thought that was kind of, whoa, all right. So, you know, the show must go on. And yeah, it did. Yeah. So. All right, so Rick's got to go to bed.
Yeah, I got to get up in 4 hours and 15 minutes to get on the Magical Express.
Tragical Express. The Magical Express brought you there.
It's so magical because I don't have to drive.
Okay.
I hate driving.
Yeah, same here. So, anyway, guys, thanks for downloading. And we will probably see you. Well, no, I guess we won't see you because we don't do anything video. But I think we'll probably do maybe a more in-depth later down the road.
Possibly.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll just have to see how our archives went. Which, actually, I'm looking at mine. It's not as well as I thought. But anyway.
See you real soon.
Yep. Thanks for listening. See y'all.
Bye.